I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Ryan Wood joins us from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, talking Packers football. He's been on the beat for quite a few years, but everybody loves Ryan Wood. And Ryan, right now, today, the situation is we haven't been in this situation with the Green Bay Packers 2-0 with this kind of optimism in a few years. Tell us why we should be optimistic and excited about a 2-0 Packers win when they go up 21-0 and then 16 unanswered, but still win the game.
Yeah, it was a weird game for sure. You saw improvement on offense. Now, when the offense started touchdown, 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 you would have liked to see more improvement in the last three quarters, and you saw nothing there. But there was clear improvement, especially on script, from week two to week one. The reason, though, that there's legitimate optimism here, I mean, kind of a whoa start.
Whoa.
At 2-0 is this defense. And so, the Vikings, that's a pretty talented offense that they held to 16 points. I mean, Aaron Rodgers outlined it after the game yesterday. He called Kirk Cousins a franchise quarterback. I think that might be a little nice. But Dalvin Cook, the lead running back, Diggs and Thielen have made Lambeau Field their personal playground. For years, they've torched this Packers secondary over and over again. And what those two corners, King and Alexander, did to those guys yesterday was very impressive. Now, they didn't shut them out.
Yeah, you see how you did that?
They took them out of the game.
See how you did that? So. Not without a laugh, not straight face. I mean, that's why I like this guy. I mean, you know.
I wish I had that kind of power. He says that was kind of nice way to say it. So, Ryan, you were not so nice in describing Mitch Trubisky's performance. Was this because the Packers defense is this good, or is it because we also have another year where the quarterback, or another game where the quarterback of the opposing team just maybe is not that good?
I think Kirk Cousins better than Trubisky. Yeah. I haven't seen anything from Trubisky. Kirk Cousins can give us, and Kirk Cousins can take us.
Well, he's on the list, Woody. I mean, no doubt.
For sure
about
he
it.
Is, yep.
You know, I've got a list of quarterbacks.
He can make some throws.
Yeah.
Like Mitch Trubisky.
The one he put on Diggs were on the money.
Yeah, like Kirk Cousins can actually throw the football. I mean, he's got that going for him. Now he makes some boneheaded plays sometimes. What you saw Kirk Cousins do over and over again yesterday, is not a coincidence. He threw the ball into the ground over and over again. Why? Because he had nowhere to throw and he didn't have much time to get rid of it. And that's why this defense has a chance. It's only two games, so they've got to do it. You know, what are the Vikings' defense? What are the Bears' defense? What are the top the Seahawks' defense a few years ago especially? What are the top defenses do? They do it every week. That's the thing that this Packers' defense needs to do. But why this Packers' defense has a chance is because they've got their pass rush and their coverage working in lockstep so soundly right now. And they are just feeding off of each other. I mean, the Smiths have combined with what they already had in Kenny Clark to give them both an edge and an interior pass rush that is unlike something that they've had for a couple years now. And it's a big if. They need Kevin King to stay healthy. I mean, that's huge. They've got to have him on the field. But if they have Kevin King stay healthy and they have Jaire Alexander, those two guys are every bit as invaluable as anything you've seen up front in the pass rush. What those guys did yesterday was incredible.
You know, Ryan, this game yesterday, we talked about Aaron Jones, obviously, and you brought up it's nice to actually get that guy 23 carries. Plus, they threw the ball to him. This is how we wanted him used last year. I like that him and Jamal Williams were in the backfield together. I wanted that last year. We finally got to see that a little bit yesterday. Happy with that. But a guy on defense that got brought up earlier in the Wendy's Big Show, almost like he's taken another step in this defense, and wanted to know if you thought the same thing, is Blake Martinez.
Yeah, he's the quarterback. He's in a lot of ways the straw that stirs the drink. He is extremely important to the pre-snap communication. I mean, he's got tentacles at all levels. I mean, I think he wears the headset, so he's very important to making the whole thing work. I think that the question for him this year as far as production is that dynamic playmaking. Can he make that jump there? He's not going to be a coverage linebacker. That's not his game. But you don't need that right now. There's a lot of things that Mike Pettine can do schematically to mask that. And the things that Blake Martinez does is extremely important to this defense. And there's a reason why Mike Pettine has praised Blake Martinez time and time again. And when they talk, he's talked about how this is such a smart group. I think it was just last week that Mike Pettine mentioned how this group is one of the smarter groups he's been around. They can handle a lot. Blake Martinez is at the very front of that line. So, yeah, absolutely. He's a big part of it.
No, and I think he is. But I think when you're right about the cornerbacks or Kevin King. He's got to stay healthy. But listen, I know they're only 2-0, and I don't want to get ahead of myself. But they could have probably four Pro Bowlers at each level. I mean, if you look at Kenny Clark, played another great game. If you look at Blake Martinez, Kevin King, Jair Alexander, I mean, all four of those guys to me are playing lights out.
And you didn't even get to the Smiths.
You're right.
Those guys, maybe, you know? I mean, they've right. got a chance, right?
Yes, yes.
Look, the reality for the Packers is this. They're 2-0, and they haven't even played all that well. Like they haven't, if you look at, they've got to be thinking internally. They haven't played their best game,
and they haven't
even come close to playing what they can do their best game. They've had one good quarter of offensive football in eight. Aaron Rodgers, I tweeted this today, I mean, he doesn't rank top dozen among league quarterbacks in yards, completion percentage, yards per pass, touchdowns, rating. The top dozen in any of those, and they're 2-0. I mean, the reality here is that the biggest question that they have, it's a really nice position for this team to be in. It's not, can this defense stop anybody? Because there's been years in the past when that was the question. Like, can this defense get a stop? Well, we know the answer to that. Yeah, they can stop people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, can they fix the special teams? Because how many times, I mean, 2014, literally special teams kept this team from the Super Bowl, and it wasn't the only time that special teams has hurt this team. J.K. Scott's been phenomenal. Mason Crosby's that proven commodity at kicker. That special teams is really good right now. The biggest question is, can Aaron Rodgers play better? And considering that, I mean, unless you were just completely naive, you had to think there was going to be some adjustment time with a brand new offense, especially going against the Bears and Vikings defenses to start off the season. The fact that there was improvement, that's a safe bet that he's probably going to play better as the season progresses and he gets more comfortable in this offense. Once he does that, and they're not going against top five defenses the first 2 weeks, and everything comes together, that's where, I mean, those are still an if. It hasn't happened yet. But if that does happen, this team could be awfully good.
Our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ryan, last night I heard Aaron Rodgers talk about the Smith brothers and what the energy that it feels like they've brought to the team and the additions also of Billy Turner and Adrian Amos. And in that quote from Rodgers, he mentioned people buying into Matt seems to have made the feel in the building different. Do you get the sense that the buy-in to Matt LaFleur is really on by all those on the team and that it's at a different level than maybe even people on the outside looking in can sense?
I think it's a lot easier to buy into not just Matt LaFleur, but any head coach when you start 2-0. I mean, when you start 2-0, guys are feeling good about everything, right? From that standpoint, I think these first couple games and really this first month, I've always thought it'd be important because to get off on the right foot is so critical when you have a change at that level. So that helps. Now, you know what else? What also helps, and take nothing away from Matt LaFleur. I mean, you go look around the league at how teams with new head coaches. You're about to see two tonight with the Jets and the Browns on Monday Night Football, but it's not been a very good start for around the league for teams with new head coaches. So give Matt LaFleur credit there. But the guy who you cannot avoid mentioning his name right now is Brian Gutekunst. I mean, how good have these two games been for him as a GM? The guys he's brought in, making the impacts that they've made, he deserves probably the most credit in the building right now, and that's saying something.
Let's talk about this offense. We brought this up earlier in the Wendy's Big Show, too. Want to get your thoughts. Clearly right now, once we get past Rodgers, Davante Adams is the next guy in this offense. Then, based on what we saw this week, it's going to be Aaron Jones, we think. But then once we get to that next player, is that next player, do you think, going to be a player that kind of evolves and rotates from week to week based on opponent? Or do you think one of these other wide receivers or tight ends are eventually going to snag that next position in the pecking order in the offense?
Yeah, you know, I don't know yet, and that's a big question this offense needs to answer. You're right, Davante Adams and Aaron Jones are the two playmakers on this offense. I could see Marquez Valdes-Scantling developing into that third guy. He had a big third down catch yesterday. He had the 47-yard biggest play of the opener. So he's been a big play guy early in his career. I think as he develops, I mean, he's still really young, and he's a fifth round pick. I mean, I already surpassed what a lot of fifth round picks do early in their career. So he's off to a promising start. As he develops and he becomes more consistent, that's the next step for him to really be that third guy. Jahrnwell Allison too. You know, I think it's too early to count him out. He obviously had the bad fumble yesterday, but he's a guy that the quarterback likes, and they've got good chemistry. So there's a couple guys there that have potential. It's just we haven't seen it yet, and that's going to be very important to this offense going forward, that they find that third weapon or even a fourth weapon that they can kind of bring it all together.
Hey, let's get to the elephant in the room. I mean, we've been real nice with you, Woody. Let's talk about this whole exchange we had between LaFleur and Rodgers, coming off the field. And I actually kind of like it. Leroy Butler taught me to love drama like this.
I live my life.
It's that too, Leroy. Because here's what we saw. I mean, we actually saw LaFleur go at Rodgers. Normally, it's Rodgers going at McCarthy. And we actually saw LaFleur kept the conversation going down the sideline and then followed him to the bench. Your thoughts on that, Ryan Wood?
Well, the last thing you said there, following him to the bench and sitting next to him, it's something that does not happen from a head coach. Mike McCarthy did not do that. Aaron Rodgers said Joe Philbin did that, but it's rare. And it was something that just in being in the press conference with the quarterback yesterday, it seemed that he appreciated that there was that one-on-one time during the middle of the game. It was not lost on him. The reality is this.
What's the reality?
Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers are both very ultra hyper-aware that every step in their building of a relationship is going to be beyond scrutinized. I mean, under a microscope. Both guys are aware. And we know this. It's obvious because any time there is any potential sign of conflict through the first couple of weeks here, both of those guys have publicly taken ownership of their role. I mean, it's so much that even yesterday, like Aaron Rodgers, and he took ownership of this. The fourth down that they went for instead of kicking the field goal, Aaron Rodgers thought it was first down, hustled to the line yesterday. Aaron Rodgers took complete ownership of that, and he should. I mean, that was really on him. What did Matt LaFleur do? He took complete ownership of it and said, I should have been in the headset quicker. Never mind that. I mean, we know how quickly if Aaron Rodgers wants to get a playoff, we know how quickly he can do that. It's like at warp speed. So both of these guys have been that way, and the reality is they both these guys know that they need this relationship to work for their best interest. It's in the best interest of Aaron Rodgers for this relationship to work. He's a very cerebral guy. He understands the outside perception of him. He understands how that changed late in the Mike McCarthy tenure. He doesn't want that to repeat. Matt LaFleur, he also knows that obviously he needs everyone to buy in, but he needs the quarterback to buy in, and there's got to be a collaboration there. So long as both of those guys continue to do what they've done, taking ownership and being aware of the scrutinization of their own relationship, I don't think there's going to be an issue. I mean, to me, that the fact that they got a heated exchange, and it's kind of mild by what we've seen on the sidelines over the past few years, the fact that they have that, it's just not that big of a deal.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. Appreciate you shedding some light on that and everything, as you always do on the Green Bay Packers, covering the team
Yeah, I mean, he's the best, man.
He's the best,
okay,
man.
I just want to make sure.
Hey, Woody, here's one last thing. I want you to enjoy that McAllen, okay?
The what?
Yes, I already have. It's excellent. Thank you much, my man.
Did you add an extra finger to it like Aaron said he would with the scotch?
What y'all talking about?
I didn't, but I did learn last night that Aaron Rodgers and I actually had something in common. So I had no idea that was actually the case. But yes,
y'all talking about a dog, or what y'all talking about? Scotch.
All right, Woody, we'll talk Wednesday.
A sandwich?
All right, take it.
That's Ryan Wood. Man, what are you talking for?
What are y'all talking about?
We're talking about living the life like Ryan Wood does, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. He joins us on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.